Brother Placid Gross, and today is January 16th in the year 2000. I'm at the home of Frank and Teresa Messer in Richardson. Now, what is your name and when were you born?
I was born right here in Richardson.
Your name?
And your name is
Frank Messer.
And when were you born? When is your birthday?
1915.
June 9th.
What is your maiden name?
My maiden name was Teresa Freitag.
Freitag. What was your parents' names?
Frank and Margaret Freitag. My mother's name was Meininger.
Meininger?
Meininger.
Meininger. And they were from where?
My mother was from Hungary and my father was from Austria.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Do you know when they came over here?
Not really.
So, do you consider yourself German-Hungarian? Or?
Yes. Austrian-Hungarian.
Austrian-Hungarian. I didn't know there were any Austrians around here.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't know each other. Were they married when they came over here?
No.
No. So, okay, where were the Austrians? Where did they settle over here?
As far as I know, around Glenullen. There weren't many from Austria that I know that came over. Just my dad and his brother and sister.
Okay, Frank, what was your parents' name?
Thomas Messer. And my mother's name was Rose Messer.
Rose.
She was a Kunz, though.
Rose Kunz.
Yeah.
Messer.
Yeah.
Do you know where your father came from in Russia? Did your father come from Russia?
Yeah.
Was he born in Russia, huh?
Chosha, Russell, I guess they call it.
What?
Chosha, I guess they call it. I think something like that. Yeah.
Could be. Were they married when they came over here?
Oh, no.
Your parents?
Mm.
No.
No.
Oh. Do you know, you said your dad's name was Thomas?
Yeah.
Do you know his parents' names?
It
would be your grandparents.
Valentine.
What's his name, Jake?
Valentine, I think.
No, I don't think so. You got me stunned at that one.
Did your grandpa come to this country?
Yeah.
Your dad's dad?
Yeah.
Okay, where did he live? Here in Richardson?
They lived south of Richardson, right along the river. You know where Mike Messer lives out there?
Benny.
Benny? Oh yeah, Benny's place, yeah? Yeah.
You know, just a little bit, not very far, just right over the hill. That's where.
To the west.
Yeah.
Oh.
See, then there was Uncle Ferdinand was the oldest. Then it was Jake. Then it was my dad. Then it was Sean of the boys.
Your dad, that's your dad's brothers.
Yeah.
And then who were the sisters? Your dad's sisters.
Well, one was... The one was out west now. Let's see.
Mrs. Stoltz.
She was Stoltz, yeah. Odo, I guess, was his name, wasn't it? Odo Stoltz.
Ida Fries.
Was another one. And
they had more sisters.
Oh, yes.
Who were they?
I'm just thinking right now. Wolf was married to one of them.
Where is your grandpa buried?
He was buried out in St. Stephen's.
Okay. Your grandpa. Do you know who his wife was? Your grandma, do you know what her name was?
Yeah, she was a...
Eckroth.
Eckroth, yeah.
Eckroth.
Yeah.
Eckroth. Okay, now your mother.
She was a Friday.
Right.
Your mother's mother was a Friday.
Yeah.
That her mother was a Kuntz.
Your mother, yeah, I mean your mother's mother.
Friedig.
Friedig.
F-R-E-I-D-I-G.
What is that the same? You have that name too, don't you?
No. F-R-E-I-T-A-G. And his was F-R-E-I-D-A-G.
F-R-I-D-A-G.
Friedig.
And your name, how did you spell
it? Freitag. F-R-E-I-T-A-G.
A.
And his mother's... Or his grandmother's name was F-R-E-I-D-I-G.
Oh,
Friedig.
Friedig. How many brothers and sisters did you have in your family?
We only had... There was Nick and Eva and John and me and Val.
There'd be five, huh?
Yeah.
That your parents had. Mm. Do you know when your parents came to the United States? When your dad came over here? Do you know when, what year they came?
God, that's a long time.
Hmm. You said they were not married, right? Uh-huh. Your parents were not married when
no.
they came over here.
No, they weren't married.
So where did your mother? Your mother lived south of Richardson too. Huh?
Yeah. Do you know which Pete Kuntz lives there?
Pete Kuntz, yeah.
She's in just a little bit over, about a half a mile.
To the west?
He lives on this side of the road. That's where my mother was.
To the west of Pete Kuntz?
Yeah. A little bit north, not a hell of a lot.
So they're related to Pete Kuntz?
Oh, yeah. See, Pete Kuntz's dad and Uncle Nick, they were brothers, you know.
And his mother.
And his mother.
Brothers and sisters.
Pete Kuntz's dad? And your mother?
Yeah.
So you're first cousin to Pete Kuntz?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, first cousin is right.
Oh, what the heck?
Small world, isn't
small
it?
Small world. So your dad, or your grandpa Homestead, they got Homestead land. They got free Homestead land,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, that was Homestead land there.
How old was your dad when he came over? He came over with his parents, I suppose.
I think my dad, when he came over, I think he was 14 years old, I think.
13 or 14, somewhere
yeah.
in there. It seems to me 13 rings a bell.
Oh.
See, then Uncle Ferdinand, he was the oldest of boys. He was 5 years older than Dad was.
Do you know how old your mother was when she came over here?
Well, my mother was about, I think, 4 years younger, I think it was. Right?
I have no idea.
I think so.
I have no idea anymore.
Did your parents ever talk about Russia?
Huh?
Did your parents ever talk about Russia? Did they remember anything?
Well, the only thing he talked about, the fruit trees. Like apricots and peaches and stuff like that.
They had such good land over there.
And such level land they had out there. And they farmed out of town quite a ways. And they had the cattle in town though. The barn was built right against the house. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess the where the grazing land, the pasture, was around town so the cows don't have to go so far.
Yeah, yeah.
Then the cows came home every evening. They brought the cows home and put them in the barn.
Yeah,
night.
Right, yeah.
Early in the morning they mm-hmm. took them out.
I think that was a pasture that everybody used. They all put their cattle in there. It was right.
Yeah, right. Right. Yeah, they didn't have very many cows. I mean,
no.
each.
One or two just for milking and...
Yeah. each house had just a few cows.
Yeah.
Did they say that they had to stay out in the land, overnight when they worked in the field, or did they come home every night?
They always come home.
Do you think they came home at night?
Oh, yeah.
Because some had land so far away that they had to stay overnight.
Oh, yeah, you already.
They stayed all week.
Yeah.
Stayed until Saturday, came home on Saturday, and went out on Monday morning.
Yeah.
In harvest time, or at spring's work, I guess.
Sleep under tents then?
I suppose. Under the stars.
Yeah.
You don't remember anything that your mother talked about the old country?
No, my mother didn't talk anything about the old country.
Oh.
Not a bit.
Now, Teresa, do you remember did anything that your parents talked about from the old country?
Well, Dad used to talk a lot about it. My mother died when I was only 2 years old, so I wouldn't know anything about that, but my dad talked a lot about it, yes.
How old was your dad when he came over here?
I think he was 23.
He was old enough to remember everything.
Yes.
Oh, no. Well, do you remember anything that he said? Do you?
Yes. It was a beautiful country, and they each had to go to take up a trade. They were taught a trade. You know, everybody had to do that. My dad was a shoemaker, and I remember him talking about making shoes, complete set of shoes. Mm-hmm. And all our shoes, as they started wearing out, he resold them and everything for us.
So he came over, when he came over here, then he was a farmer.
Mm-hmm. When he came over, he had about $23 left, and he stayed with some people in the Haymarsh community there. And the first winter they stayed with them, and the second winter he and his brother had a small place that they stayed in, but he said mostly they lived on rabbits, grouse, and wild game and stuff like that there. They were very poor, but
they knew they were able to hunt, hunt the rabbits.
And then they made a sod house. That's where they slept in.
Then he claimed, what do they call that? First land that they get.
A homestead.
Yes.
Yeah.
He had a homestead. They built a sod house on there, and they lived in that for quite a number of years. In fact, the first five children they had were all born in that sod house. There was no wooden floor in there, just a dirt floor. And really, no rooms in there, no partitions or anything. But they hung big blankets and stuff to make partitions. They were hard times.
Did your parents ever talk like they would, that they were homesick?
Not really.
How about your Frank? Did your parents?
They never talked about that at all.
I don't think they would have liked to go back and live there.
Did you get any letters from over there? Did your parents ever have contact?
I never heard about that.
Any
letters.
Relatives over there?
My dad did many times, until just before the Second World War. Then everything was shut off. And I remember after the war, maybe half a year after the war ended, he got a letter from Austria. And it was from his oldest sister. And she was in her 80s. And I think 2 or 3 years after that she died, but she said they had it very hard when Hitler took over.
Mm-hmm. You always spoke at home in German, right? I'm sure you spoke in German.
A lot. Ganz Deutsch.
Do you know any stories in German, any poems? Do you know any prayers in German? Do you remember anything?
I think the prayers you should remember.
The prayers you would be able to say if you had to, huh? Yeah. What about you, Teresa? Did you talk German at home?
We talked German all the time. My dad could not talk English. But as far as the prayers are concerned, we never did learn them in German. The older ones did, but us younger ones didn't.
Did they speak a different German?
Yeah, it's quite a bit different than what Frank's.
So when you got married to these German merchants, you had to learn to talk different,
huh? Not really.
And I know we never talk German at all here.
You mean now anymore?
No, yeah. You know, but when we were at home, we talked German a lot.
But when you first married, you would talk German.
Oh, yeah.
When you first got married, you talked German, didn't you?
Not much.
He talked so different than we did.
Yeah.
I would think it was a lot different. I thought that you talked German. I thought that your kids learned some German.
See, my dad talked a kind of a Hochdeutsch. And of course, my mother talked the Hungarian German. That was different too than the two.
So then, did your dad get married again?
My mother was his second wife. He lost his first wife when they had their first child, and he remarried then, but not after that anymore. My mother died in 1918 during the flu.
Oh, she died from the flu?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So, where is she buried?
Glen Helen, my dad, too.
Then you were 2 years old, but your dad did not get married again?
Mm-hmm. And they also, the baby was born the 12th of October, I think, and my mother died the 2nd of November. And her sister took the baby then, and he died in February then.
The baby died?
Mm-hmm. My dad raised us then.
Oh, yeah. So you had some older sisters then, or something, to help?
I was the youngest one, and there were six others older than I.
So there was somebody else in the house to help out.
I'm surprised, though. You know, Dad always had to be out in the field doing this and that, and that nothing ever happened, that we didn't burn the house down or anything. With just all these little kids in the house all the time, you know.
Well, that salt wouldn't burn anyway.
Yes, but later on we had a bigger house. We had a different house,
oh,
the sod house.
Oh, could have burned the ceiling maybe, or the roof or something.
Yeah.
Well, Frank, what kind of work did you not like to do when you were little, or when you were growing up?
I didn't have much choice. I would do everything.
Well, what didn't you like?
What did you not like? You like nothing, huh? What happened if you did not do your work?
You know, like we milked quite a few cows from here by hand.
Uh-huh. Did you like it?
Not really too good, but there was no choice.
Did you carry the milk into the house and to separate?
Yeah.
You had to separate it in the house?
We used to milk around sometimes up to 26 cows.
Oh, yeah?
You know, of course there was Nick and John and Eve and me, you know, for the milking.
Did you carry the milk in, separated?
Yeah.
Did you carry it back out?
Yeah. My mother helped milking too, and my dad, doing harvest times at that time, so, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, what kind of work did you like to do? Maybe you remember that better.
I liked farming straight through. Didn't make a difference what it was. I love farming.
You mean the grain? The grain farming.
Yeah.
In the early days.
And ranching, you know. like raising sheep and stuff, cattle. I like that.
But when you were young, you didn't have any beef cows, did you? They were all milk cows, right?
We had some beef cows, but not very many. Very few. They called it a glim. A glim alone, you know.
Again?
What does that mean, a glim?
Where did she pick that up?
That means a father day, a quarter.
Oh, yeah.
That's the way I think is what it was.
Yeah.
You know, we had some uncles living out in Montana, and they was allowed to pick up two quarters of land instead of one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I suppose it was poorer land.
Maybe it could be, huh?
Poor land, so they gave them a little bit north.
They lived about 25 miles north from Glendive. Right close to the Bloomfield area.
North of Glendive.
Yeah.
Was it on your Messer side? No. Your Messer uncles, or?
They got the married Coonses, you know.
Yeah. Freitag, the Freitag, Freitag side, huh? Were your mother's side uncles or your dad's side?
My mother's side.
On your mother's side?
Yeah.
So you still have cousins out there?
There were two of them married. My mother's side up there. Uncle Pierce and Uncle Louis Geiger.
Oh, they were Geigers?
Yeah.
They were Kuntzes and married Geigers.
Married Geigers.
They were Kuntzes and they got married to Geigers.
Yeah. Oh, that's what he said.
Okay. Now you like the grain farm. How did you farm?
Well,
with horses. The beginning was horses.
There was with horses for very many years.
Do you remember the first tractor?
The first tractor we got was in 1937. There was a Twin City. There was an old one.
It was old one when you got it.
Oh yeah.
It was a used one, in other words.
Yeah, it was a used one.
And you got it in 1937?
37, yeah.
What did you use the tractor for then?
Mostly for plowing. Plowing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many bottoms did that pull?
He pulled three.
Three bottoms.
Yeah.
Did it have a steel seat?
Steel seat. All steel wheels. No rubber, nothing.
Was it cold to sit on that seat?
You bet it was cold. You know, Dad bought that tractor for $136. That was a used one, you know. Bought it right out of Hebron from Price.
Did that burn gasoline?
Yeah. It burned gasoline. We used white gasoline, you know. He'd take that little bit of his business.
White gas, but it was not.
Well, it had no color in it. That's what they use nowadays, even for cars, white gas.
Oh.
Sure. And about 5 years later, we bought another Twin City.
Where was the tractor manufactured?
See, there was Twin City tractor, then they come out with the Minneapolis Marine tractors.
The same company?
The same company.
Oh.
See, then they switched over to Minneapolis Marine.
I don't know if that was from the Twin Cities in Minnesota or...
They made some bigger ones, Twin Cities. Some pretty good size tractors. You bet.
Did you have to, even when you had the tractor for plowing, did you do the seeding with the horses?
My dad always done the seeding with the horses.
How big were the drills then?
10 footers.
10 footers?
Yeah.
And how many horses does it take for the drill?
Four for the drill. Six section heavy use, four horses on there.
Six section.
Yeah.
How wide is each section?
Well, they were only about maybe 4 footers, 4 or 5 footers, somewhere around there. That's about all they were.
So that would be, that would still be 24 feet.
Yeah.
That's pretty wide.
Oh, yeah. Then you had a little outfit on the cart, you could sit on it. See, some of them, they even use a horse or walk. We had a cart right with the machine.
And so you sat on that little cart?
Yeah.
Did you hare all the land after you plowed it, after?
No, just both. Sometimes a lot of time when we had it seeded, we hared that too a lot of time. And like a corn ground, we sometimes only took one section of hare, and Sean took one, we got on a horse, you know, and rode the horse, that's the way we hared, you know.
You had one horse and pulling one section.
One section, then. Yeah.
You had to make the field level so you could cultivate later on.
Yeah. Well, when the corn was about that high, that's what we went in with the harrow.
Well, the corn was up a little bit.
Yeah.
And the harrow didn't pull it out?
They didn't hurt it too much, no.
Oh.
Yeah.
So what did you do with the corn then when it got big?
Picked it by hand. Someone rebindered. That was quite a job, picking that corn. My dad used to say, when the road of cold was greased, those fire were brought each other. We picked all day, but still didn't get no red one. He had no red corn in there.
Oh. What did you husk it right away? Did you take the husk off?
No.
Right away?
We took it home, and then the evening we went and put it in the building, then the evening we had to go and husk it yet. That's when he told us too. Sometimes it happened there was a red one in there, but it didn't happen too often. Then he could quit.
Oh, what the heck? Well, if it worked once in a while, it'd be...
Yeah, once in the blue moon, yeah.
Well, why did you have to husk it?
I don't know. I guess it doesn't get warm or something like that when you put it too big a pile. I think that was the idea.
Probably. Then you fed it to the pigs, huh?
Yeah. Then the pigs could eat it better, too, when it was husked, you know.
Yeah. Did you save the husks for McBiddy?
We saved some horses, husks, you know, some pretty good stuff. So then we used it for, what they call that? For in the bed.
Feather bed, you mean?
Feather bed.
We
put some real fine horse. We used to put some of that stuff in there.
That was for the mattress, not?
Yeah. That's what it was for.
How about for the covers? The covers. You had feather ticks.
Yeah, we had feather ticks from geese. That's what we used.
You almost had to have feather ticks those days to keep warm. Those houses weren't warm like they are now.
Did you have to sleep upstairs where it was cold?
Yeah, we slept upstairs. Oh yeah, that's what Cindy called us.
Did the holy water freeze?
It wasn't that cold.
Well, some people say that the holy water froze.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I know we had a little hole cut in the ceiling with a register or something in there where the heat would go up.
Yeah.
Heat up there.
Yeah, we did too. Do you remember then first combine?
Yeah.
When did you get a combine?
Let's see. That could have been about a 19, He was about 1932, so was around there. See, my dad had a big accident, you know, a big runaway, big windstorm come up. Threw the dog on hearing off and he got the horse done running. He got crippled up. So the head was all shot. So my uncle, he hauled him in, you know. And he got a few ribs broke, you know. Then that's what I'm going to do now. Oh, Uncle Dixon, that's not that bad. He says, Frank Linneman, he's got a couple of new combines over there. And my dad had no tractor yet. Dad said, I'm going to pull it. Well, he said, I got one. See, then later on, my dad bought a tractor then too, you know.
Now, Frank, how about school? How long did you go to school?
I didn't go to school very long. About fourth grade.
Oh.
That was it.
Then you stayed?
We had to go home all the time and stay at home and do the work in the spring of the year.
Then you had to stay home and work.
Yeah.
Then how long did you work at home? How long did you work at your dad's place? How old were you?
I was about 27.
And then you went to the army or?
Yeah. I went to the service. Then when I come home, I finally went on my own.
Were you drafted?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where were you in the service?
In Kansas.
Did you get overseas at all, or?
No.
Which years were you in the service?
See, I got out, you know, they were sort of helping, I was shearing sheep, you know. And I got out for sheep shearing.
Uh-huh. Which years were you in the service?
That was in 19, let's see. In 41 I went in. I got out in 42.
So the war was still going on. You were not, I mean, the war was not over with yet.
No, but there's lots of them got out in the meantime. I knew some out of Dickerson.
Oh yeah?
For farming and stuff like that.
Then you started farming on your own after that?
Yeah.
Then did you have machinery then? Did you have tractors then already, or did you also start with the horses?
No, I used my tractor, my dad's tractor, for a while. Then I got myself a tractor myself.
Mm-hmm. Were you farming near your dad then?
Yeah, pretty close.
Well, then when did you move over here to Northern Richard?
You mean my dad?
No, you. I mean, you had a farm northeast of Richardton.
Yeah.
When did you come over here?
Oh, you mean when I moved closer? I moved in about 4 miles further in. In 19...
Or did your dad move up here too?
No.
No.
See, my dad was living northeast of town too, you know.
Oh, that's what I mean, northeast of Richardton.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, first he was down south. South of Richardton.
That's where they come from.
Then from there he bought some land over here.
Yeah.
I see. Yeah. Put the fingers in the pocket or then you bought a combine right away, pretty much right away, huh? In the 40s, you were able to buy.
Yeah, I bought a combine. My dad bought a combine. Then later on, I says, I'm going to buy it from you. Well, okay. Then I bought it from him.
Uh-huh.
The first year he had it. So then I went out combining to make myself some money.
Did that work? Did you make money?
We didn't charge very much. Yeah, I made money on it.
Yeah. Well, the crops were pretty good in the 40s.
Yeah, that wasn't too bad.
The prices were not too bad.
See, from 42 on, that's when the crops got better.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you raise sheep too?
Yeah.
Let's say when you were on your own, did you have sheep?
Oh yeah. We raised about 150 ewes.
Well, that's pretty many.
Yeah.
Did you have sheep wire? Or sheep fences?
You betcha, we wired them in. So they wouldn't get out on us.
Uh-huh. Did you have coyote problems then too already?
Yeah, we run into a lot of coyote trouble.
So what do you do with the coyotes?
Well, we just give them, the guys come around and hunt them. But we had a hell of a time one time. We lost some as high as 40 lambs in one season one time.
Oh my. But do the coyotes eat the sheep or do they just kill them?
Well, they'll eat them. You bet they do.
Then you had somebody come in to hunt the coyotes?
Yeah. That was about 5.5 miles west of the place. And the guy told me the coyotes and the main killers, they're always further away. They're not close by. See, not all coyotes are killers. I was working one time and Chuck Huffy always had a lot of sheep too. Now watch the chump defense, the coyotes, and went over to his, and all they caught mice. The sulfur patch, they was catching the mice. They never even touched the lambs.
Oh.
So then they're all killers.
Uh-huh. That's what they say.
Yeah.
Did you make money on the wool? Was the wool a good price, sir?
Well, sometimes the price wasn't too bad, but sometimes was pretty low. See, now the wool price is awful low, I heard.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you shear them? You sheared them by hand, with a hand scissors, huh?
Clippers.
I mean, you did not have electric.
When I started out, I sheared by hand. But the later years, I used clippers all the time. I went out shearing all the time.
In the beginning, you sheared them by hand, with a hand clipper. Right?
With shears.
With a hand shears.
Yeah.
How long does it take to do one sheep?
Well, it took a little while. Aunt John, we used to raise and shear sheep, you know. Sometimes it took us about 20, 25 minutes. Sometimes a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm. Even that's pretty fast.
Yeah.
20 minutes is not too bad.
No.
What kind of cows did you milk? What breed of cows did you have?
We had all kinds. We had some Shorthorn. We even had some, what the heck did they call them? Holstein, some of them.
Holsteins?
Yeah.
The Shorthorns were sort of a dual purpose, huh?
Yeah.
They were
good for either way, used as a range cow and as a milk cow.
Mm-hmm. What color are the Shorthorns?
The brown. The brown color ones, yeah.
Or were they spotted, shaggy? Were they hold the Shorthorns, were they sometimes red and white?
They were completely brown.
Brown.
Yeah.
And some were roan, so I remember they were roan.
Yeah. Right.
Roan color.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they had all kinds of mixtures.
Then they had them Ayrshire, they was good milk cows.
Oh, yeah.
They had big long horns, you know, sticking out.
Oh, yeah. Oh. When you were young, I suppose, let's see. Anything else you want to say about farm?
It was tough going. That's all I can say.
We had, you know, years ago, my dad didn't have no money to buy wire. So we had, I and John, we had to go out and hurt the sheep all the time.
You had to sit out there, huh?
Yeah. Watch for the coyotes and that they wouldn't get in the wheat fields. We done that every day. Oh. And the neighborhood done the same thing, guys, you know.
Well, were the sheep hard to herd, or did they obey, or did they run away? Did they start running and run, or?
They weren't really that bad.
No.
You know, they kind of kept their own.
Did you have a good dog to help you?
Yeah, we had a dog. That helps a lot.
Oh. How about the headering? Did you have to header? Do you remember headering? When you...
And binder.
Binder?
Yeah.
Well, what would you rather do, bindering or headering?
I didn't mind headering that much, as far as that goes. See, well, when you're binder, you know, you got to do some shocking, you know.
But headering was hard work, huh?
Yeah. But like when we used the binder, my brother John, he took one side and one end, and I took one side and one end. We waited till they had three rounds made, then we shocked. Then we had to place a creek alongside, so we run down that creek and took a good swim down there.
Yeah.
And then we come back up and start shocking again.
Oh, so you cooled off a little.
Yeah, right.
Did you, when you were shocking, did you use a fork to set him up or bend down?
That's all by hand.
You didn't use
no
fork
at all.
Did you have gloves?
Bare hands.
Your hands got tough after a while, huh?
We couldn't afford no gloves.
The gloves would wear out, they would get holes in them right away.
Yeah, right.
And, yeah. Pick up the bundles, are you? It holds into your gloves. Well, do you remember taking the wheat to town with the horses?
Right. We bought lots of it in town by horses. We should have put an extra triple horse on there alongside.
A what? A triple?
A horse, you know, used as a triple horse.
Oh,
you know.
Three horses?
Yeah. Three horses, yeah.
Oh?
Yeah.
Well, how many bushels could you haul at one time?
Oh, about 50 or 55 bushels. And then when we put on a triple box, I believe we could put a little bit more on. That rolled about 65 then.
Oh, yeah. Did you grow rye, too?
Rye?
Yeah.
Yeah, we seeded some, not too much of that though.
I know some people used to have rye and they pick out those black kernels and they sell them.
What the hell?
Yeah. There were some people that picked all winter long, they'd pick, you know, get a pailful from the shed and sort it out and pick out those black ones.
What was that supposed to be, good stuff then?
Well, you could sell them, somebody bought it.
Oh.
You got quite a bit of money for it. I mean, you didn't get many pailful.
That took a hell of a long time, you know.
To get a pailful, yeah, but whatever they had, they got some pretty good money for it.
They must have had some medicine in there, maybe, huh?
Yeah, I think it was used for some kind of a medicine.
Yeah. That's a new one on me.
Now, about it, Christmas time. How do you celebrate Christmas? Did you have a Bilsniger?
Nothing.
I guess we're talking about when you were little, when you were growing up at home, when you were still living at home.
Yeah.
Did you have a Christkindl? Did a Christkindl come?
Oh, yeah. That used to come around. Try to scare us, you know.
Did you have a Did you get any gifts?
Very little. Some just maybe a popcorn ball or something like that, and that was about it.
Did you get an orange?
Some of orange or apple or something like that. Besides that.
Quite a bit different from nowadays, huh?
I should think so.
Okay, what did the Krishna look like?
Well, she kind of dressed in white. Mm-hmm.
Did she?
But then she had a little bit of a bell, you know, kind of rung that bell a little bit.
Bell?
Yeah. That's what it was.
Did she have a little whip? Did the Krishna have a little whip?
Yeah, they had some that a whip along that, yeah. Such a small bull whip, you know.
Uh-huh. A willow branch, maybe.
Yeah. Bula barge.
Bula?
Bula barge.
Bula
barge.
A bull whip. Did you have a bell's needle too?
Yeah, maybe just a few of them used to see around, but not too many. Then he used to have a chain, you know, try to put it on your... He done that on my oldest brother one time. He got scared in hell.
Tried to put the chain around his foot, tried to drag him
on. Yeah, right, yeah.
When you were young, were you able to go to midnight mass?
Oh yeah, with the horses, we used to come in. Sled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many miles did you have to go sometimes?
Well, right close to 8 miles. So it's quite a trip.
Would be quite a trip with the horses, huh?
Yeah.
Did a lot of farmers come in with the horses?
Oh yeah.